How you doing, folks? This is 505. Welcome.
Sweet.
To Barcast 2019.
Nice. Nice. That only took us 4 or 5 tries, but here's the
thing.
Well,
hey, bro. So that one actually called me.
Right, because now you were on. Like, you were on my favorites. Once you logged in, and I went to through my contacts.
I'm doing a Tarkin?
No, I'm making dinner.
Oh, nice.
But and I have my headphones on, like my speaker with the speaker on.
That's right, folks. Nothing says podcast like cooking with grease and doing a podcast. Well, it's self-explanatory.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I just wanted to test it out because I was like, I don't know how it works. You know what I mean?
That was really neat. So it told me just AO was calling from such and such. From this anchor, and if I wanted to accept it, and then boom, there he goes. This is awesome.
And then I could, at the very beginning, the way I did it was I went in and I said, I'm creating a new episode. I hit the record button, and then there's a button that says, do you want to invite friends? Then I went through my contacts and I went to your phone number and I added you.
Perfect.
So all I have to do, you could add up to 8 people.
Okay.
And then
that's great.
But it has to, like, I have to initiate it. Right? Because I'm the what do you call it, the main user for that one.
Right.
So I don't know if you can initiate it. You know what I mean? I think I have to initiate it. That's the only bad. I mean, it seems like it's working pretty good.
That sounds great. So does everybody have to call in at the same time to get in, or like,
no,
can it be random?
I don't know.
Just as long as we're on, maybe.
Maybe. And I think that people can actually, well, I know that they can also listen to the podcast. If they're an anchor person, like now that you have an anchor account, you can listen to the podcast and you can make comments about certain, like you can listen to it. And then if there's a certain part that you like, you can make a comment about it and add it to the.
Yeah. Earlier when we were trying to get this thing going, gave me the option if I wanted to record something like a voice message, I guess, that you're able to hear.
Oh, okay.
Like, have you ever heard that podcast that used to be on Opie Radio, the Dr. Steve?
Yes, exactly.
So he used to get did you ever listen to him when people would leave a message for him?
No, I don't remember that.
That's kind of what they did. They would ask questions over the voicemail, then he would answer on his podcast.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. I never really listened to his. I heard him when he would go on the Opie show, but I never listened to him on his own. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a great podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here
we go. Sweet, dude. This is awesome, man.
Talking about how to do a Tarkin.
And I called. So I'm in it right now, and I see you and me. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I don't think you can once you start.
Oh, so everybody has to get on at once.
Yes, I think it
that'll be really hard.
I think it has to get on at once. I'll look into it more.
Yeah,
I think it's more about like calling everybody, saying, "Okay, I'm going to do a podcast at 3 o'clock," and then you can connect everybody that way.
Okay, sure.
I think
like a conference call, I guess, in a way.
Right. Exactly. So what I'm going to do now is, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Bro.
I'm going to send you. Let's see if I can do this, because I think this will be cool. I'm going to send you. Oh, my hands are all sticky, man. Oh, it's not opening. I don't know what the hell's going on. All right. Well, it's not working. I was going to send you a picture of what I see on my end.
Oh, okay.
But my camera won't open on my text for some
reason. What would be really cool is be really cool if we could do this at the same time and FaceTime. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And I bet you can.
Okay.
I bet there's a way. There's got to be a way.
I just got a text. Should I open it? Will it jack up
everything? Yeah. If it does, we can start over.
Oh, yeah. It just says your name and my name. Yeah.
Yeah. So is that what you're seeing on your end?
Yes, the same exact thing.
Oh, okay. See, and so, like, when I touch the screen and stuff, the only button I have is to finish recording. I don't have a button that says, like, add calls and stuff. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure you have to either I went too far, like, I should have waited, and you and I could have connected probably, and then maybe I could still add people. Like, maybe because I went too far, maybe.
How you would be able to call, like, six people at once.
No, but all you have to do, it's like what it does is it brings up your your contact list, and next to your contact, there's a circle, and you just hit the it checks it off on who you want to send that link to.
I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. What are you gonna name this episode?
I don't know. I don't know I can edit it if there's anything that's usable. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, people will love this. But it is very fitting. So, in a way, it kind of, they're getting what they're paying for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're getting what they're not paying for.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, like, I'm grilling meat while I'm casting with you.
Yeah. Nothing says tart than that.
So. Shit. That's fucking no. Hey,
this might be a hit, actually.
Yeah, this might be our only hit.
No, sounds like my sex line.
No, today was awesome, man. Did you get pretty buzzed or what?
No, I had a couple of champagnes and cranberry juice. Apparently, I had a urinary tract infection. So.
Oh my God.
So I took care of that.
Oh man, that's hilarious. Yeah. That was nice, man. It was that was a nice thing. I just drank water, man.
Yeah, that was weird seeing that. So.
Yeah, and Luke just woke up. He fell asleep on the way home. Oh, he just woke up.
He was nonstop.
I know, dude. He was killing me. He was killing me.
Oh my God, your fire alarm's going off.
No, that's my timer for my meat. I had to flip my meat. Ba-dum-bum.
I didn't realize Jackie had a timer. Only first names, folks. Only first names.
We can edit them out. It's all good, man. It's all good. No, but this is cool. We should have tried to figure it out when we were standing next to each other. That would probably save us a lot of time.
Yeah.
But since we are TARD, totally.
Awesome, totally, real dudes.
Awesome, real dudes.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. So, and then once this recording, so like what we're doing right now, we're recording directly into that app. So all the editing, I think, has to happen in that app.
Okay. That makes sense.
What we did before, so you can record just on your phone using the GarageBand and then upload it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, now you used to be able to record through the app no matter what now.
Right.
Not necessarily GarageBand. Oh, you mean like music or
And right.
Bumps and stuff?
Right. You could, well, they have that too. There's a bunch of like transitions and stuff that you can put in there. It's really
for
cool,
free?
Man. I'll show
for
it to
free?
You. Yeah, it's all free.
They have to have an upgraded version where we'll be able to use like better shit, I'm sure.
I think this is more like for just, you know, people that I'm telling you, this is kind of like the for everybody app. You know what I mean? I don't think this is like the high, because honestly, if we, you know, if we wanted to do it another way, then we would have, you know, better equipment.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So
this is pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, right now you figure, dude, we're already 9 minutes in and it hasn't stopped.
Damn, we're like pros.
You know what I mean? You know, if you had four or five other people, or like if we were in Phoenix and somebody wasn't able to go, we could call them. You know what I mean?
That would be neat, yeah.
So.
On location, CarCast.
And check this out. If everybody just took their headsets, because I have my earphones on right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If all of us had our headsets and we're sitting at the game, all eight of us could be podcasting during the game.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's just a lot of capability with this Anchor app.
Yeah, do a live one. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just the possibilities are – it's because all it is, well, is just audio recording. You know what I mean?
It might not
just
have a live mode. You probably do have to, like, record it and then
– Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, you have to record it. But I'm just saying, imagine we're all sitting there. We have our headphones on and we're talking smack. We can all hear each other, dude. Yeah. And it's being recorded.
Right.
Even when we're on our way in the van, everybody just throws their headphones on and everybody can hear it. And you can do segments that way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So – this meat is ridiculous, dude. I got some skirt steak from Nelson's.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sexy.
What do you marinate it with?
I just put salt on it. I didn't even marinate it.
That works.
I would put pepper, but Luke won't eat it, you know, because it's a little hot. So I just do salt, and I just throw it on the grill like that, man, and I leave it a little, you know, pink inside. Oh, dude.
Bum, bum, Delish. Bum. This is our, we are having a pitching change. This is our cooking segment.
The cookies. Well, how do you do skirt steak?
Usually I put my hand under first.
No, that's underskirt steak.
Upskirt steak.
That's underskirt steak. How do you do above ground skirt steak?
Well, back in the day, we used to call it dry humping.
Oh, and you know what I did too, man, is I boiled some beer. I mean, I boiled some brats and beer earlier when I got home. Now I'm going to throw those on the grill. So I got some
plump
beer brats.
That's
going.
That's right, folks. The diet for gout. Skirt steak and brats.
Well, the skirt steak I won't eat. And the brats, I'll have one. Maybe two.
You and Andrew can both buy shoes together. You'll have to buy a pair. Save a shitload of money.
No shit, huh? I'll just buy one. I just have to buy one. As long as it's the same foot, bro, we'll be good. I mean, a different foot. Get the left, get the right.
That's hilarious.
No, man, today was amazing, bro.
Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't watch the game at all.
Yeah. No, I didn't either. But just good getting together and hanging out with everybody, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was great. It was like a surprise. I didn't know it was going to turn out that cool.
Yeah. Luke had a blast, man. You know?
He's
coming out in his own little personality, huh?
He's really comfortable with everybody, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, he was in a good mood today, man. And he usually is, but, like, he gets kind of shy sometimes around you guys.
Not anymore. First.
Yeah, I know, man.
He got happy with everybody.
I know. That's he came running in. He's all, Keith's here. Keith's here. I go, well, go say hi to him.
Yeah.
And he ran in and said hi to you.
I know. And then he gave a hug to Roberta, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah. No, he tired out Asia and Christian, that's for sure.
You're lucky AJ and Christian played with them the whole time, bro.
Oh, I know, dude. That gave me a break.
They were, dude, Christian was sweating, dude. Oh, my God. It was hilarious.
That's the best birth control right there, dude.
It is.
That's the best birth control.
I never seen anybody sweat CBD oil, though. Holy shit, dude. No wonder why he's not achy. Dude, it had like a yellow tint to it. It was hilarious.
Yeah, he was feeling no pain, that's for sure. That medical. He's the medical Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Works every time.
Oh, man. It got hot there for a little while. It was getting pretty humid out here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, folks.
Oh, absolutely, man. I didn't get any rain up here.
In the air.
Yeah. But... Yeah, bum, bum, bum. I try to call.
How are those
Haas
Dodgers
too,
doing? But... Bum, bum, bum. You got a DH, folks. DH.
Let's do a quick round. We'll do a quick round.
Okay.
Dun, but that's dun, what I was saying. Dun, that's what I want to do, dun, man. Like, yeah, there you go.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, no, we're going to have to find
the cooking segments work, bro. People love to talk about cooking.
We're going to have to produce a little bit or kind of figure out, have like a thematic of, you know, but just like a one sheet, you know what I mean? Just being
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I say if you have just like the format to keep you flowing, that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because, you know, like, it does have to make sense. I mean, even though this was fun, it still has to matter.
Right. Well, and it helps keep the conversation going in a certain way, right, too, I think.
Especially
so, you know,
with a stutterer.
Who stutters? I don't stutter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, well said. Hey, well said. Well said. Oh, my God. So what did you think about the podcast though, in general? Like, what was your bet? Like, what was the feel of it?
Oh, the one that recorded?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was right.
Hilarious! It was great. It sounded great. It was really neat.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's having a good time.
It was our first time, so you know, you're just getting everything hooked up and everything. You know, it was short and sweet, but I mean, it was perfect. I mean, it really was.
Yeah. And like all the dead spots that were in it, I cut it out. The only thing that I didn't like about it is I thought, you know, having everybody in the room would be good, but I think it wasn't. It was bad because we couldn't hear what they were saying. And there was a lot of good ones out there, dude. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That were coming at us. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but that kind of makes it cool, too, in a way. You know, like if they hear it faintly, that's funny because it's coming from the background. You know, kind of like on a radio show, you know how sometimes you hear people in the back?
Right, right.
But, yeah.
But I was thinking, if you have two mics, if you have two room mics hooked up, like you can have one at the main table where two people are sitting or three people are sitting
and
talking.
And then on the couch or something.
Yeah, and then one out towards the room, you could pick it up just a little bit better.
That would be fantastic.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Do they have remote mics now where you don't need water?
Oh, dude, they have everything, dude. Are you kidding me?
With Bluetooth
it's
mics?
Ridiculous. They got everything. They got everything. And everything is affordable, dude. Honestly, for a couple $100, bro, you could do a professional podcast, like, with professional equipment, right. You know? Like, that thing that Opie's you don't listen to his podcast, but he has, like, a Zoom recorder, it's called.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a $200 recorder.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's doing his whole podcast like that.
Well, you know Sam Roberts, right?
Yeah,
that guy started as an intern,
right? On the for Opie and them, yeah, exactly.
And he just started doing his own thing, and he has a YouTube channel and with TV, and
yes.
he just did. You know, he just bought equipment up and up and more, and
yeah,
boom. You know, and now he has his own radio show with Jim Norton, which is hilarious.
And you know, the other one, too, is WTF. Do you ever listen to Mark Maron?
Yes.
Oh, dude, he's awesome.
Well, Mark Maron
is more like one-on-one style. But, like, I've seen, like, he takes pictures, you know. I've seen his equipment. I've seen his setup, dude. I have the same equipment. That stuff that I was using in Phoenix is the exact same setup. I just didn't mic the room right.
Right.
That's all. You know what I mean? I had the room mic'd for two people.
Oh.
But when you have people that don't know how to use mics, like I should have stayed on them about keeping the mic close and all that kind of stuff.
Well, but Mark Maron and Joe Rogan pretty much got this whole pod thing big
down.
And they kind of got it started. Like they kind of made it.
Oh yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But like you know, like you're out there on the road, man. Like with the truckers and stuff. Like what do you? Truckers are just mostly satellite?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the only thing that you could pretty much use while you're moving, and you'll still get a connection. I mean,
In your trucks, you can't use Bluetooth in your trucks? You know what I mean?
Well, I can't, but I'm sure trucks now with the Bluetooth-ready radios can, yeah. Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And so they could just like do their iPhone, you know what
yeah,
I mean? They could download a podcast.
They could stream.
And then,
sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But a lot of people download the podcast too and then listen to it. So you do that.
Because I was thinking too, it might be cool to like try to find a target audience. And I'd be like, well, what target audience could we go for? And then we could, and then you could hone your content towards that target audience.
Yeah, we want everybody to listen.
I know, but it's just to get started.
Or nobody.
Because like that, like you were saying, that, that Sam guy from the Opie show and all that, his thing was wrestling. Yeah. That's how he started.
Sure. Yeah.
So he had like a target audience, and then that he built his following that way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you kind of have to have that target audience. I mean, obviously, tards are totally awesome real dudes. Totally awesome real dudes that don't know they're tards should be our target audience.
Tard it.
But, no, shit, this is awesome, dude. If I can get the other guys signed on and stuff, we could, you know, if we can get together, like have some beers or something, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And then we can get the four, like three or four guys and together, then, and then we can try to do it that way.
Really, Al, you don't need to really buy a bunch of mics if everybody's on their phone. Like,
right, exactly.
Our phone.
Exactly.
I mean, as exactly. long as there's not like feedback or anything, I don't know how that would work technically.
I know we'll have to listen to it. I'll try to listen to it if I get a chance this week. Maybe I'll edit it, and I might just throw it up there just for people to listen to it.
Oh, I assumed you were. So that's
yeah,
why
yeah. No, no, no.
Being extremely funny.
Well, that's why we're bringing our A game.
Yeah.
Is that why you're bringing your A game
for analingus? That's about it.
Oh shit, that's hilarious, man. Yeah. Well, cool. I think we should wrap this first ever call in episode.
Bum bum bum, relief pitcher. This is the end.
Yeah, this is. We've already went through the seventh inning stretch. I would say, as I was flipping those burgers, and this would be the bottom of the ninth. Anything? Any closing remarks from the King Tard?
K-Tard. That's my TV station. Anyways.
K-Tard. We have H-Tard. We have A-Tard. There you go, man. Everybody. We got a P-Tard. Who else? We got D-Tards.
You know what? We have across the board.
Yeah.
Totally
yeah.
awesome real dudes.
So, yeah. We're not lacking any Tards.
No.
For sure. Cool, man. Well, I'll follow up with you. Let's
All right.
end this thing.
Sounds good. Thanks for it was a great weekend. This was a great way to end it, folks. Everybody have a good week. We will have some bumper music coming up.
Transitions and breaks in there, and who knows, maybe we'll edit some of this out.
Yes, and by transitions we mean just transition.
No, that's a transformer.
Whoa, transformer! I didn't even know her.
Oh. All right, man. All right. You have a good one. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good week, folks.
TARD. Peace out.